Welcome, my name is Mike Greenwood, and this is the Back in Five podcast for Bethel Community Church, getting you back in touch with last week's sermon. I'm filling in today for Pastor Sean Clark. He's out. He has a good excuse for being out of work this week, though. At 3:04 on Monday, they had him and Suzanne had a baby Asher, born at 3 in the morning. So yeah, today we're here with Pastor Mark, talk about his sermon from last week. And this is in our series, Jesus, Prophet, Priest, and King. We're closing out the series this week, and just wanted to get in touch with that. So Pastor Mark, you know, what's the one thing that you'd want to talk about this week that was something new you learned from the sermon as you were preparing for it?
That is a good question. First of all, I'd like to welcome you, Mike, to the Back in Five. It's good to have you here. So cool and casual here in your introduction. I would never be able to know if this was your first Back in Five. Is this your first?
This is my first Back in Five.
Okay, well, welcome. Okay, so first of all, there's something that I really enjoy about preaching and the process of preaching, and that's we get the opportunity to dive into a passage or theme, topic, whatever it is, for all those hours in a week, which is really an amazing process because you saturate yourself with that passage and prayerfully consider what God has for you before you bring it to the congregation. So that's a really cool part of the process. And hopefully, in the amount of time that you put into it, there is something that sticks out that you're like, oh, I never noticed that before. I didn't realize that before. So I definitely had that with this passage, and I kind of alluded to it a little bit during the sermon, but when I was planning on talking about Jesus as King, Pastor Paul and I had talked about it a little bit, and you know, we had thought Matthew 21, triumphal entry, and when I was thinking about it, I was thinking Zechariah 9:9 reference, Jesus riding in on the donkey, and that being the ultimate announcement of his kingship. But as I started, you know, reading the passage, noticed, well, wait a minute, the kids at the end, verse 17, 16, 15, and they're saying the same things as the people in the street. You know, that kind of connects those two messages, Hosanna to the Son of David. You know, and so then I'm like, okay, there's more to this, and reading other sources and what other people have written on it and said about it, became clear, man, there's a lot more than just the donkey ride. There's what the children are saying, and Jesus references Psalm 8, and that was maybe my favorite part, reading about the Psalm 8, and Jesus basically saying, yeah, I'm God. These kids are praising me. They should be praising me. Just as Psalm 8 talks about how majestic is your name, kids, infants, saying that. So that was a cool moment to see how much bigger and how much it built. You know, Jesus is so smart and deliberate and clear with his announcement. And he didn't just do it one way. He did it three in this passage. So clear and bold. I loved that as I was researching that.
Yeah, that imagery of the king is something that's kind of foreign to us. I mean, we see the donkey, and we don't always pull out all those other parts, the references to the Psalms or what the kids were saying. So yeah, that was definitely cool that you brought that out. We did close the series on Prophet, Priest, and King. When you think back to that whole series now, 4 weeks of it, what's like the greatest insight you've pulled out of that, looking at our Savior that way?
Well, I think it's that it's all of that. And Pastor Paul brought a lot out in Hebrews 1, where it really highlights these three offices of Jesus, and our view of him should be all. And when we can really embrace that and fully appreciate all three of those offices, that leads to stronger commitment, I think, and stronger worship of who he is. And one thing I'd said in the sermon as well on Sunday was that often I think we like to pick and choose a little bit what we like and what we don't like. Prophet, oh wow, that's so cool to see him as prophet, and that's exciting for us. Priest, oh, thank God, we needed a priest. What would we do without the one-time sacrifice for all? We needed that king. Oh, man, well, that means, like, surrender, and I don't know if I like that. I'll take a little of this, a little of that. Well, It has to be all. It has to be really embracing all of who Jesus is and worshiping him fully for who he is.
Yeah, that's great. Seeing King and Lord, those words are really strong, and they mean a lot. Well, we're getting ready to close out the Back in Five podcast this week, but I know that you also have the youth missions trip coming up, the Pine Island trip. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we're about 3 weeks away from that, and going to be flying down to Pine Island, Florida, to be partnering with the First Baptist Church of Pine Island down there and Pastor Jim Olson to be doing a lot of different work down there, but putting on a VBS for the church and a bunch of work projects and some of the community around the area there are going to be working at a lot of different places. The school there, there's a bunch of work to be done there. Within the church, we got some stuff lined up there. Then also, there's a couple trailer park communities there, and just a ton of need there with people and reaching out to them. So we're excited. We've been doing a bunch of training and fundraising, and you can check out our Team Send page that we made that describes a little bit more of what we're going to be doing, and we have a blog too and posting pictures and stuff.
Yeah, great. We'll make sure that those the URLs for the Team Send site is there so you can donate. I'll put that on our website, and we'll put it back out on Facebook and Twitter. And yeah, with that, just again, want to congratulate Sean and Suzanne on the baby, and look forward to him and seeing them in the hallways here at church. And so for the month of June, we'll be starting up a new series with Randy Hankins, and so we look forward to seeing you, and have a good week.